comment about the trial presented at ASCO looking at adjuvant gefitinib versus chemotherapy? I thought that was really an interesting study.
Yes, that study from the Chinese cooperative group by Dr. Wu showed that gefitinib had a much better disease-free survival compared to chemotherapy. Now, it's a relatively small study, and one of the main caveats is for patients randomized to the chemotherapy group, nearly 25% of them did not get any chemo at all. So that basically dilutes the results that you see because it was not a comparison of chemo versus gefitinib for all patients. It's chemo versus gefitinib for 3/4 of the patients and gefitinib versus nothing for the remainder of the patients. So our approach is chemo is proven in this setting. At this point, those data from the Chinese cooperative group, while interesting, are not sufficient to displace chemo out of the treatment algorithm for patients with EGFR mutation.
Although, I mean, it is kind of strange to think about the idea of receiving chemo knowing that you can take an oral therapy that's going to give you a higher PFS. I guess you have to believe in the survival data.
So the study was relatively early in its readout. The median follow-ups are relatively slow. We don't have any information on overall survival. And this was a very early look at the top-line results. We anticipate getting more data. I agree with you. If we see good results with gefitinib alone, which is an oral agent that patients can take at home, and if it results in a dent in the overall survival, even better than chemotherapy, then we would absolutely adopt that.
So again, getting back to your 83-year-old lady, if she were clearly T790 negative, now she sounds like she's starting to get symptoms from the disease. How would you have treated her? Would it have changed based on what her PD-L1 level or TPS numbers were?
Sure. So our approach for T790 negative patients has been to go to a platinum doublet combination. In this case, a carboplatin pemetrexed regimen would be the one that I would have used. Now, if her PD-L1 expression was really high, whether an immune checkpoint inhibitor would be effective in this space is a question for which we don't have a clear answer. So my approach would be I would still use the platinum doublet and then go to checkpoint as the next line of therapy for her in that situation.